Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
So whereabouts are you right now in the country?
I'm in Little Gore's Landing in Ontario.
Where's that?
Exactly. It's pretty close to Cobourg in Northumberland County, if you know where that is.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is. Beautiful country.
Yeah, the rolling hills are pretty nice here.
So when you're not making wonderful country music, what are you doing with yourself?
I own a tattoo shop, actually. So if I'm not making country music, I'm probably tattooing.
Well, what is it with the connection of country music and tattoos? I know a couple of country artists who are also tattoo artists.
No way.
Yeah, Aaron Allen is a tattoo artist as well. Yeah, Aaron Allen and his wife.
No way.
Yes.
I think we're just probably really artistic people, and you know, you just express that in different ways, whether it's visual or through music. Yeah, I think when you're a creative person, it just kind of pours out of you.
Right. So let's talk about that journey in music. Where did it begin for you, and how did you get to where you are?
I've always written. So I think it for me with music, it really started with writing. I started writing when I was just really, really little. As soon as I knew the alphabet, I was writing little poetry or songs and things like that. And it just kind of really helped me along my way to express myself and kind of work through things through writing. So it started with writing, and I really kept it to myself until 2018, really. And then a few friends of mine heard some songs I had written, and they suggested I record an album. And so I recorded all my little journal entries into an album called Broken Lonesome, which I ended up releasing in 2021 because the world shut down right as I was about to. So I waited. I sat on it for a while, which was really difficult, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah, you know what? That was a rough time. And certainly when you're starting something new, for it to be shut down is kind of bad timing.
I know. It was a bit tricky, but it allowed me to kind of sit with it. And by the time I was ready to release it, I had really had time to get ready for that release. And by the time I was gigging and doing my album release party, it was just explosive. So it worked out in the end.
Let's talk about your new single, Hit and Run. How did this one come to be?
Hit and Run is the most fun. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it did. It came to me because I was just touring around mostly Ontario last summer and all of this year. And I was playing in bars like every week in bars. Really, Hit and Run is like a good time story. And it's really about just wanting to have casual fun and meeting people in bars and having a good night.
I haven't done that in a long time. It's been a while.
I mean, you'll definitely want to stomp your feet to it at the very least. It's a foot stomping song.
Is it all about performance for you, Nicola?
I really love playing live, and I love interacting with the crowd, and I just love that exchange of energy. I feel like the more you put out, the more you get back, and it kind of goes back and forth, and so it's a huge part of this whole thing for me is performing live, for sure.
Are you going to be a part of the CCMAs this weekend?
I am. I'll be playing in Hamilton on September 15th at the George Hamilton. I'm playing a little showcase, just solo, myself and my guitar, which I love to do. Again, it's like so fun to connect with people that way. So I'll be doing that.
Yeah, that's the Diamonds in the Rough showcase. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that.
Wonderful. And the rest of the summer into the fall, what's the schedule? What's the plan?
Right now, I've been in the studio every week recording new music. It's been a lot, but yeah. I've been co-producing with my good buddy Adam Newcomb these new tracks, including Hit and Run. We've been spending lots of time in the studio, so mostly for the rest of the fall, I'll be recording new music to come out 2024.
Wow, so it never stops. Foot on the gas pedal the whole way.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate your effort and your music and your time today. Maybe we'll connect in Hamilton over the CCMA weekend. You never know.
Absolutely. I'll probably see you there.
Nicola Magnolia, thanks for your time and enjoy your day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, you too.